you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
800-998-1003. John 4K and Chef Scotty are going to be useless over the next couple of minutes. Completely useless. As they devour something that I didn't even know was possible. And I guess I should have known you can. 800-998-1003 on the Ruderman Can Caller and Guest Hotline. Hour 2 is brought to you by Chris's Paving. Driveways, parking lots, overlays, locally owned and operated. Your asphalt and concrete paving contractor for the New Orleans and Bayou regions. Paving it all, 985-960-2131. I got to get these guys out to do my driveway. It's cracked all over the place and everything. So, Chris, if you're listening, give me a holler. Okay, first off, my mind is just absolutely blown. Just absolutely
Chris
blown.
Chris is paving?
No. Yes, Chris is paving.
Yeah, we've used them.
Yeah, they're good. Well, there you go. They're our two sponsors. As of 2 weeks ago. And then we welcomed in Ruderman.
Jack from River Ridge.
Over on Monday. Jack in River Ridge has decided to stop by here as well. First and foremost, we are at Katie's. This is our Thursday crew of Katie's. John 4K to my right, the chef over to my left. And I'm completely blown away. Jack, you know this. You know a lot of this. Have you ever had a shrimp quesadilla? A fried shrimp quesadilla? My man said no. I look to my left.
We have shrimp quesadillas.
Yeah, 4K is about to take a nap over here. I know there's shrimp quesadillas.
That was delicious.
But you got the shrimp that we use in the fried shrimp pool boy.
Right.
I don't know why you never really thought about this, I guess. Maybe some people have it. I legitimately just asked you, do you have that? You're like, it's not on the menu. I'm like, well, it will be soon. Can we call that the Gus dish?
Freaking good. BYU dude, will get killed.
That is incredible.
You already have the Gus for chicken Caesar.
You want everything? Or can I have it right? Can I have one name after me?
So I'm working in the kitchen now, and I'm showing them how to make the Gustavir chicken Caesar.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And whenever we make a Caesar,
yeah.
You know, what I do is crunch up the... we make our own croutons.
Croutons are key.
Right.
You got like the bacon. Olives. See, I like the olives in there, too. That's just me.
But we make our own croutons, and then, you know, I crush them up, and I mix them into the salad.
What about grabbing
and then I put more croutons on top.
Because you do Kalamata olive salad for your muffaladas, right?
Yes.
Okay. How about grabbing a spoonful of that and just go ahead and...
Olive salad?
It
gets completely away from a Caesar. And it's an Italian salad.
Well, it's an Italian Caesar.
I don't think that would be good.
I would like to try an Italian Caesar next time. Just grab the, I mean, just do your
what
Caesar.
You need to try is...
Do the Gustafurt.
Is the new chicken fried Caesar. Shrimp.
Okay. Do the chicken Caesar that I like. And just grab a spoonful of that olive salad that you would use for the muffaletta, which has Kalamata, because I've asked you to put some Kalamata olives on there.
Yeah.
I like olives on my salad. So just go ahead and just grab a spoonful and just dump it on the top of the salad.
So you want olive salad in your Gustavir's
grilled chicken Caesar salad. Yes.
Oh my I'm happy God. To do it, man, but I don't think it's going to be good.
Oh, no, that's not
going to mix well. The olive salad's not going to mix well with our Caesar dressing.
Don't do it.
It doesn't, like, I knew this would work.
Yeah. What do you have in there?
We do.
Other than fried
ours, we have grilled tricolor peppers and onions.
Yeah, that's the peppers I smell. Yep. Oh.
And, you know, I can't stand when I get like a quesadilla smell, somewhere, you know, and it's just like, say, a chicken quesadilla.
Right.
It's chicken and cheese.
That's it.
Where's the peppers and onions?
Right.
Got to have the peppers and onions.
So, I mean, you got to have peppers and onions.
And then I love the dipping sauce here. You got ranch
and
honey mustard.
Well, I went kind of crazy. I've got the sour cream. I've got ranch. I've got honey mustard.
No, but you're like me. That's the Spanish in me. I dip everything. I got to have sauce. I got to have
like
dips.
Pizza.
I got to have limes.
Pizza. I got to have ranch to dip it in.
There's always some honey sort mustard. Of cut citrus that I put on something. That really, honestly, my wife used to make
I needed you for the West Bank yesterday. I was so craving for a pizza. And I'm like, Ton, you want to run way over here? She's like, no, I don't want to go across
way
the river.
Way over here, you know what I mean?
Well, for the West Bank,
that bridge, Scotty.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah, I mean, I didn't, you know.
800-998-1003.
I didn't know if I could make it.
I do want to ask y'all about this because you guys have already looked at y'all's phones a few times, if you know what I'm saying. What do y'all make of the Shohei Ohtani?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Uncle Earl's Texas
situation
going on over there. I just caught wind of it when you was asking. What is it? His interpreter ripped him off? Is that what the word is?
So, all right. So Here's what happened, essentially, in short, right? Tisha Thompson sat down. They gave Tisha Thompson. They're over in the Soul Series over there, right? The Padres and Dodgers. So part of that is, hey, who's this interpreter who's been with Shohei Ohtani a couple of years? Well, they sat down for a 90-minute interview. And inside of that 90-minute interview, he told her that, you know, he had gotten in the debt with a bookie who's being indicted.
Who got in the
interpreter.
The interpreter, okay.
With a bookie.
With a bookie.
An illegal bookie.
Illegal.
In California, because that's illegal.
Yo.
Who's
sure.
being federally investigated. And Sohei is a buddy old pal, spotted him before $4 million and gave it to him in a wire transfer. So Tisha reports that. Very next, not even 24 hours, the apparently in the clubhouse, the interpreter then says, hey, this is what happened. A few minutes pass by, then the Dodgers release. There's been a grand
I think
theft.
The interpreter is taking a hit for a baseball player.
So the point is, I reached out to people that we know, too, as well. The person being investigated in California is known in the gambling community in Vegas. Let's just put it to you that way. And that's what it would be. The thing that a lot of people are bringing up here as well, again, whether or not you say or want to say that Sohei's involved or anything. Again, he's the face of Major League Baseball right now. I mean, he's the biggest thing. He just signed for a gazillion dollars. It's this. Because this is where I asked Chef Scotty coming on this here as well. And Jack probably can't even understand here as well. I don't know many people. Like I'm not talking like FanDuel or the sites you can do online. The old school, meet the dude at a corner or something, or you know the gold sheets and stuff. Who's getting $4 million in credits? Because that's what this essentially is. It is, as it was explained on ESPN earlier today by somebody who went to law school and knows all this. He went into detail on how it sort of works with that. You know, we're gonna start $5,000, whatever. When
right.
he gets below that, we settle up, and however you settle up, but he said it's a FedEx package,
right.
You wire transfer, whatever, but there's an account that you sort of have.
This had to be Ohtani, because he's not going to give his interpreter $4 million.
That's what
right.
everyone is bringing
yes.
up, is
right.
that this guy that no one knows, you're not going to be allowed to
no.
run up a debt of $4
million.
No. You know what I'm
something's
saying?
Fishy there.
I mean, dude, you get to like a grand or $2,000 or $5,000,
right.
it's time to settle up, right? I mean, like, would you have
my
ever?
My guy's $200,000.
Okay, well,
but I mean, it's like
$4 million. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
It's $4 million. Now, there is just no way that someone bigger wasn't involved in this. It's just, it's crazy.
Well, that's why
Major League
Baseball's
not going to
look what happened to Pete Rose.
Okay, well, that's
so
the
Pete
question.
Rose can't even go in the Hall of Fame, and this dude's involved in this, and he's still going to be able to play.
Right. That's the issue. Yep. Major League Baseball is going to turn the eyes away from this.
Well, and that's what's being brought up here is what do you do? Because, again, he is, you know, now the Dodgers fired him, but even yesterday they have video of them in the dugout and they're, I mean, again, I love you. And, I mean, we're buddies. If I come to you for $4 million, it's going to be a little bit of a, you know, how did you get into that, right? And then, it could cost you. Like, I don't know if you're going to be so chummy in that locker room or something of that nature on TV.
If you're
like
in
that.
Debt to a bookie for $4 million, you probably aren't walking around. You probably have somebody push you in a wheelchair because your kneecaps are.
That's what I'm saying. $4 million.
Right. Where they won't touch a Major League Baseball player knowing he's got the money. It's like, hey, we got to settle this up right now. And now it came down. And,
here's the other aspect, too. It's a wire transfer from Ohtani's personal account. I can't imagine. Now, maybe some people, you know, look, you have accountants. You have people that handle money. My wife is my accountant. I don't know what I have. You know, so I do. I'm not going to sit here and be blind and say that other people can't handle your money.
Right.
And obviously, when you make that kind of money, you should have.
But his interpreter's not handling its money.
Well, that's.
He's got an accountant handling his money.
But again, that's what he told Tisha Thompson in the 90-minute interview. He went to Sohei. He went to then his computer, and the transfer was done. And then he turned it around and said, no, it was a theft. Well, it's kind of hard to steal $4 million.
And was it all in one lump sum?
in a wire transfer. I mean, I'm just saying, isn't there some authentication? I mean, some, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, think of Zurich. I watch movies. I mean, how's that work?
You know what I'm saying? You know,
I mean, to get a loan, you kind of have to talk a lot, right? And produce some documentation. If you're going to wire somebody $4 million.
The most incredible to get a loan right now is the most incredible thing.
Can I just pull up my Chase.com account and wire $4 million? Can I do that? I mean, I don't know. I've never had that. But here's what Tisha Thompson had to say about the relationship between Otani and the interpreter.
Very, very close. There is a lot of journalism that's been written about how these are not just a guy and his interpreter, but this is two men who have been described as being as close as brothers. At one point, Mitsuhara, the former interpreter, said he spent more time with Otani than he did with his own wife. Mitsuhara, as Otani's interpreter, was with him in all kinds of situations. It wasn't just when Otani would show up and, say, talk to the media. He's in the dugout with Otani to help Otani communicate with other players and with managers, coaching staff. He's there helping Otani in other parts of his life, is our understanding. They had developed a very close friendship. Mitsuhara said it himself to me when we did that 90-minute interview that they were very, very close friends.
And again, I just think that's why a lot of people this morning are kind of making a big deal out of it. You know, some people may be going, hey, what does it matter? It's the Dodgers. It doesn't matter. Who's the face of the NFL right now? Pat Mahomes?
Pretty much.
Okay.
He's the face of baseball.
Jackson Mahomes got wired $4 million. I mean, if Jackson Mahomes wires $4 million to a bookie, it's a big story today, right? LeBron James. Somebody close to LeBron wires $4 million to an illegal bookie being investigated by the feds. It's a big story today. That's why a lot of people are talking about it. And here's what the interpreter and how it went down in the locker room, apparently.
Otani, who he's not fluent in English, is my understanding. I've gotten that from lots and lots of people. But he's now been in the United States long enough where he can piece together enough words. And he was sitting there, and he thought something didn't sound right. And after the meeting concludes, there's meetings, another interpreter is brought in. Otani, according to these two sources close to Otani's camp, say this is when he learned that there were any bank transfers and when he discovered that money was missing in his bank account. The next thing we know is there is a statement that comes from the lawyers alleging massive theft. They don't name who did it. They just say authorities will be contacted.
It's possible that he doesn't pay attention to what's in his bank account.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't. My wife handles all of our financial situation. And, you know, I had a partner here that was doing that before. And you know, I just come to work and I don't worry about the financial side of things. So, I mean, it's possible, but why would his interpreter be handling...
Right.
That's a large sum of money.
Your accountant handles your bank accounts, your money.
Right.
And
my accountant, you know, he handles everything else. I have no idea. But I don't know, maybe.
But the only thing I can think of is if this guy's gambling.
Unless he's taking the fall for him.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
But, you know, in mind, who knows? But
I mean, Otani could have said, hey, I'm gonna give you the $4 million. You get the rights to the $4 million, and then something hit the fan.
That's why I'm just bringing it up. I mean, again, it's kind of one of those things that hit today, you know, yesterday and today, and you're like, man, it's gonna be interesting to see what Major League Baseball does and how they do that. Because again, to y'all's point, a lot of people's point, Pete Rose is still banned, you know, from
which
baseball
is wrong
because of that. So.
He's the greatest players.
Is there a difference, obviously, in being a manager and betting on baseball games as opposed to all of this? And again, the guy was in the dugout betting on games, even though he said he wasn't a rent.
Man, I'd just like to know what these guys are betting before they bet it.
True.
I'd like to know. But obviously, Otani wasn't very good at whoever did it.
You guys do this a lot more than I do.
He's down $4 million.
Right. Because y'all, you know, but $4 million that's a high number.
A lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
They ain't a bookie alive.
I get pissed when I lose $50.
Yeah, you do.
That's what I'm saying. You ring up $4 million in debt? That's something else to me. I don't know.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, even for millionaires.
That bookie must be taking the big guys. He must be rolling out there.
That must be a lot of money. I mean, so
Why don't you just go to Vegas for that? You don't need to go to
Because you got to put the money up.
Well, yeah, well, if he's got the money and he's...
If it's Ohtani, he's got the money, but right. If it's his guy, well, yeah, he doesn't have the money to do it.
His guy, I don't see the bookie guy giving his guy
the credit.
The credit,
right.
Well, you're not going to Vegas if you're Ohtani because you can't do it.
No, but so you can have your interpreter go to Vegas and put the money down.
Well, I still think it would be, people would be like, well, what is he doing? Yeah, no, this had to be on the DL. Anyway, regardless, we'll keep you posted on that here moving forward. All right, when we come back, we'll see what Jack has
and
to
I
say
hope the
here
bookie's
well
paying his taxes.
now they know who he is. New Orleans. Nice Under Armour backpack right
give
there.
You a backpack? You
got
backpack?
I do have one. Mine's black.
Oh, there you go. Hour 2 brought to you by Chris's Pavings, Driveways, Parking Lots, Overlays, the locally owned and operated, the asphalt and concrete paving contractor.
Thank you,
for
Liz.
New Orleans and the Bayou regions. Are you paving it all? 985-961-2131. You can give us a buzz here on the Ruderman caller and guest hotline. Steve Worthy of the Zurich Classic is going to be calling us here at the bottom of the hour. Tar Golf, we're getting closer to that. John, I know we always love having our remotes out there. It's going to be a busy week. You're going to have the first round. I think the draft is going to be that week as well. It's going to have all kinds of different... The Bears could be playing a playoff game.
Weren't we supposed to do one on the 19th?
Yeah, that was Tuesday.
And what were we supposed to do?
I didn't hear from you.
Yeah, well, but I had some things to do.
Okay, like...
Yeah. We couldn't get out there.
What happened
here? Tuesday.
Media day for the Zurich Classic. We're going to get out there, which is why we're having Steve on today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm doing food in the...
same thing like last year?
Yeah. You doing it? Nice. The tent?
So you're going to be out there? You're going to hang out with us?
There too,
on one of the days?
When is the tournament?
I think it's 20, the week. Yeah, it's the week of the NFL draft.
It's the first week of Jazz Fest. Zurich, you looking it up? I can't remember the dates. I mean, it's in my email.
What was the week of the draft?
Do you know how many pans of bread pudding I give away out there?
Yeah, I know. That was good. Remember
70 pans.
70 pans?
We almost didn't do it because it's really hard for this restaurant to keep up with.
31 days, 7 hours, 4K. 31 days. So the 21st. I think it would be the week before then. Okay, so it's the week before the draft. The draft's the 27th, I believe.
Draft 25th, right?
Man, what are you doing?
Thursday.
Why don't you ask me this?
Are we doing a draft show?
Look, dude, it's real simple. Let me show you how this works.
What does it matter? We'll figure it out.
Okay. Let me pull up my calendar here.
Waiting on you. You have your own calendar?
I got my calendar.
It's Friday. Thursday.
The draft is the 25th.
Okay. All right.
So the golf tournament is probably...
starts the 21st, which is a Monday. So, yes, it's the week of the NFL draft.
So
which means Thursday first round...
Same day of the draft.
We'll be at the Zurich, pack up, then go do a draft show.
And then you might even have
And we may have a Pels game.
Might have a Pels game.
Yeah. So that's Thursday.
That's...
Friday, round 2 and 3 of the NFL draft. We'll be live. We've done that most of those years. So we will be in one of those areas. But, yes, it will be chock full of information and things to talk about. That's normally what we do. We're talking about the draft. Right. We're talking about who they're going to pick. In the background, we got golf.
We saw John Daly that day. We're doing a draft. We look out there, and there's Daly with his entourage.
Good. Guys, if Chase Young,
who?
Peyton Turner.
Here we go.
And
we made it a whole hour and 24 minutes into
the kid from Notre Dame work out at defensive end.
The kid, Isaiah Foskey.
The Saints are going to be fine. You need to have some faith, bro.
All right, you know what? Let's go back and forth then. Oh, he's out of here?
Surrounded by negative Nellies. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate you, bro.
Thanks, Jack.
Who's your final four again?
I got UConn, Marquette.
UConn, Marquette, Alabama.
Alabama, what are you
got
smoking?
Alabama. Well, that's his picks.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't either.
Tennessee, Marquette, UConn, and Alabama is what he's got. And who you got winning?
See.
Connecticut.
Well,
there you go.
Mississippi State end up getting smoked?
They got smoked.
Mississippi State lost?
Yeah,
that's another. Would you like a scoreboard update?
I had Mississippi State plus one, and they lost by 100.
Okay, well, look, in all honesty, all right, so you saw the Chase Young signing and the numbers come out, and I thought Nick Underhill did a good job today for New Orleans.Football to kind of go through the contracts of the players that we have seen the Saints sign recently
To this point, it's not unexpected. It's kind of what we thought about, right? They can't exactly go out there and go shopping a ton. I keep going back and forth with people about what does the cap matter and this and that and all that stuff. Can you get under the cap? That's fine. That's not the problem. That's not what I'm getting at. It's the analogy I've been using. It's how much money you have in your bank account on a given day, right? I mean, like on payday, like I've been using analogy-wise, I feel good. I got a little something. I'll go have a nice meal. The following Friday, when I got to get through another week, maybe not so much, right? Because that's, I mean, you're living between checks there. And I think that's kind of how the Saints look at it and operate. They haven't done anything in the last 2 weeks that we didn't expect. You know you didn't have a ton of money. You had to get under the cap. It's not like you can go out there and get high-priced free agents and things of that nature. That's what they haven't done in the last couple of years. You have to hit on your draft.
They've done well within their budget.
And that's what I'm saying, is that they haven't done anything
they did
that's
that last
been unexpected.
Year. No.
Right? If that
so
makes any sense.
So what's everybody whining about?
Well, like you. I'm not whining.
You were complaining because they weren't doing anything. They don't have any money.
Wait. What are you talking about? Right. I was telling people that's why they didn't do anything.
Free agents.
No, I was saying there was nothing happening.
They didn't go after name people. That's what people complain about.
They don't have any money.
Whose fault is that?
You were one of the ones complaining in the text.
Whose fault is that? They don't have money.
Well, it's going to sit back.
It's not Dennis Allen's fault.
It's just
he's trying to build a team.
It's the Saints' fault. Well, doesn't he work for the Saints? He's part of the group.
He doesn't make those decisions.
It doesn't matter. The team makes the decision.
Look,
when it comes to
I'm
the finances.
I'm
going to
have faith in my team.
I know
I'm
you will.
I'm going to be positive.
Yes, you are.
Unless they lose, and then I'll agree.
And if you didn't own Katie's and Francisca, you'd be a different scenario. I know you. But I'm going to say this. I don't like some of the guys they signed. In fact, who are they? The two linemen.
Okay, well, again,
who are they?
Let's get to it. That's what we're going to talk about.
I know about Chase Young.
Right.
But he flopped. He had a bad...
It's a neck procedure. How many procedures?
Right, but he got traded from Washington.
He hasn't flopped yet.
By the way.
I'm talking about when he got to Washington, played well.
It's happy surgery day for Chase Young. He's having surgery
today. Head surgery today?
Yes.
Well, good luck to him. I hope he comes out well. We'll see you September.
Have you had neck surgeries before?
Yeah, I got a major one.
Really?
Yeah. Right.
Well, his is a 3 to 5 month rehab per Justina Anderson.
Well, he can't be that major because, you know, I got, you know, he don't have a spinal fusion or anything like that. I have had a spinal fusion. And then I go back to the doctors this Wednesday because my back's really bad.
Really?
But.
Are we on 32?
I'm going to probably have to have 32.
32.
Yep.
All right.
Number 32.
You won't be done at that?
Oh, no. I'm sure I'll need some other.
What is the over-under? Can we do an 50? Over-under? Can we get Esparza to give us an over-under?
50.
It's 50.
50's
a lot. I'm not having that.
No. I think you could get to 37.
No. I'm going to stop it at 35 that much. I mean,
you play a lot of golf. There's going to be at least a rotator cuff coming up.
Yeah, I got to have another one.
Okay, so that's one, or shoulder.
Okay, I got a left shoulder. Probably going to have that.
There's
done.
A lot of potholes around here.
Yeah,
you could twist and sprain.
You don't have the potholes on the West Bank. See,
I'm going with an ankle. Give me one ankle.
I don't have an ankle.
You give me one.
I'm going to have a shoulder.
What do you think he'll hurt, Chef Scotty?
His next injury?
Yeah.
Well, he's not going to hurt it. It's already hurt.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What's going
to? I mean, he needs to have some concussion surgeries.
No, they don't.
You can't. They need to get in there and
they
fix
don't do lobotomies anymore. They don't do any of that. So, here come the onion rings.
There ain't nothing to fix.
Right on time.
I'm telling you, that shrimp quesadilla.
Fried
shrimp quesadilla.
Can we change that? Let's call it something. Let's call it the hangover. Because it really actually would be really good to come in here like after a parade or Jazz Fest or something. You enjoy some beverages. You need something in your stomach. Something quick. Something juicy. What do you think? What about the hangover quesadilla?
I got to work on it. We're still working on the cat and gill Caesar.
It's a work in progress. It took you forever to get like your hush puppies together or whatever.
It costs money to get new menus. So we're trying to
We'll put it on the board. You got chalk, don't you? You can make it like a special on Thursdays, maybe, while we're here. And it's twice a month, every other I got a ton of great ideas. It's just whether or not people listen to me.
Yeah. It's like on a radio show, too. Yeah.
No, believe me, it's my daily life at home. I have a ton of great ideas. You just can't get anybody to listen to me. I literally tell that to Carver every day.
Anna says the same thing.
I tell her and my son, if you just listen to me. I'm not saying I'm always right.
And how's that going?
I'm not saying I'm always right. All right? But it's kind of like Bill Walsh. Pretty good. I'm running my own offense. Just give me. I'm not saying every play is going to be a first down. But I got a pretty good philosophy. And most of the time, I think I'm going to. It's going to be a good play. You know what I'm just saying?
It's all about
the
execution.
That makes sense. Right. Well, yeah. I mean, you got to have a philosophy, too. I mean, I just need. I need somebody to listen to me.
John's philosophy.
What is the 4K philosophy?
Negative, negative, negative.
If it's free, it's for me.
Okay, I like that.
But everything.
What's your philosophy? Give me a philosophy. Mine's if you just listen to me.
Life is about living within your means to be happy.
Jesus, God.
He went really deep on that one.
Yeah, didn't right. he?
And, and here's the other one. Yeah. Here's the other one.
Oh, okay. We got another one?
Life is about being a successful person. Too many people equate that with financial success.
But just being
a successful person.
This is way too long, man.
Yeah,
you know what a proverb is or something? It needs to fit on a bumper sticker on a shirt.
Right, yeah.
I mean, like,
can you write it on this piece of paper?
It needs to be like short, sweet, to the point.
Success equals giving.
There it is.
That's a good one.
Success equals giving. Mine is, if you just listen to me.
West Bank Rick just walked in.
And
what's up, West Bank Rick?
Sounds good. We'll take a quick break. We come back. Steve Worthy of the Zurich Classic in New Orleans will join us. It's the Sports Hangover as we're live at Katie's on ESPN New Orleans.
You're now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Beautiful greenery all in everybody's front yard and probably people cutting the grass, which can mean one thing.
Honestly, spring.
But.
I'm one of the few.
Okay, you know what?
But when the cold weather goes away, I start getting unhappy.
Okay, you know, both of y'all.
Here we go, Mr. Negative. Mr. Negative over there.
Steve Worthy, Zurich Classic of New Orleans. Sir, how are you? I was trying to welcome you, saying that we can't wait to see the beautiful manicured grass, the greens, the sight, the smells, the char-grilled oysters, the applause, all of that, the pageantry. That is the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. Sir, how are you?
Doing well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
It is right around the corner, 31 days until the tournament gets underway, and it's tournament week, man. Did it get here faster than you thought it would, or around the same time?
It starts moving fast. I mean, first of the year, you get this certain sense of urgency, and the day after Mardi Gras is over, it kicks into a whole nother gear. Like you said, I think I heard y'all mention that countdown clock on the website is a little daunting. It's moving really quick, and it'll certainly be here before we know it.
I know, obviously, when I talk to you guys, the planning never really stops and things of that nature. And it all starts, obviously, with the experience, and the experience is helped and heightened by the players here as well. We've touched on it several years now, group play. People love it. The music at the first and 10th tee when the guys get going and the walk-up music and things of that nature. How has the field looked this year, sir?
Coming together well. We've just started. We had media day on Tuesday, and we announced our defending champions, as well as Sahith Theegala and Will Zalatoris, both of whom are top 30 in the world. Sahith is 14th, both great young players. We made another announcement today with Colin Morikawa and his partner, Kurt Kitayama. You know, Colin's won two majors, has been all the way up to number two in the world. You know, we've got some exciting players, and yeah, it's the normal process, and guys are getting slower and slower about committing. So we've got the full court press on them. You tell me you're coming, but you got to make it official so I can announce you. And really looking forward to some big announcements here in the next couple of weeks.
Why do you think that is? What is it that's making it go slower and slower?
Well, you know, the PGA Tour is fighting the competition of the LIV Tour. You know, it's forced the tour to kind of change, our tour, to change some of their schedules and how they want to do things with money and events. So they've got some events that are elevated around us that, you know, guys have to really decide how much can I play without damaging my chances. You know, there's a fine line. You got to play enough, but not too much, so that when you go into the next major a few weeks after us, that you're in the right condition. So I think guys are really, and then, you know, the aspect of finding the right partner. For some of them, it's very easy. They have a natural, I'm going to play with my brother, with my college teammate, with, you know, so somebody who's a real natural fit, where others, you know, I've gotten a couple of calls this morning. I want to play, but I can't find a partner. Do you know somebody who's looking? So I think those two factors about how much they feel like they can play physically and finding the right partner just kind of causes them to slow down and wait a little later to make that commitment.
Hey, my friend, Chef Scotty here. But you've got the Puerto Rico champion, the Puerto Rican Open champion, Bryce Garnett, coming back, right?
We do. We hadn't announced that one yet. You've got some inside scoop.
He's a very good friend of mine.
Name dropping.
Great guy.
Outstanding.
I was so excited when he won the Open.
I think he's got a pretty good partner coming with him.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
A Rodgers guy. So, that's some good inside scoop.
Steve, along those lines, too, how much of that is just having the experiences and being able to kind of want to be here as well? And to your point, finding the right player and partner, things of that nature. But kind of like for them to sell it to their partner to come out and play there, is past experience probably being one of the key factors to getting over here?
For sure. I mean, the guys always talk to me about they love the fact that we do something different. We, you know, that format, they don't. You know, unless they're playing on the President's Cup or Ryder Cup teams, they don't get to play that format and play with a partner. And, you know, our defending champs on Media Day, we're talking about, you know, just week to week to week. You're playing for yourself. It's you and you're talking to your caddy. Now, you know, you've got another partner to rely on, somebody else to pull for, and that's such a big draw. I mean, the combination of the hospitality, the food. When I go out to recruit players, they love to talk about the format. They love to talk about what restaurants am I going to and the food that they're going to eat when they're here. So, you know, being a little different as a city and being a little different as a lot different as a playing format is a big part of the recruiting pitch and why we get a lot of the guys that we do.
One of the things,
send them to Katie's.
That could also help here as well. One of the other things that we always enjoy, Steve, I would say, as we talked about, is the experience. And so much of that participation is with the crowd and being a part of it here as well. And every year, you guys try to either, you know, upgrade or add things. And you get that input and feedback from the gallery and the people that go in there and stuff. Is there anything different this year?
Well, you know, I mean, our hospitality on site, we've really learned that so many people who are not hardcore golf fans, I mean, we haven't been opposite Jazz Fest the last 3 years, and a lot of people, we've had good weather, people say, well, let's just go out and see what it's about, even though I don't really like golf. And they learn that, man, all the food and all the drink and all the hospitality that our city can provide that really no one else can is such a big part. They have a great time because it's not what they expected. And, you know, one of the fun things this year, the PGA Tour, we have a meeting in December every year, and every tournament on the entire PGA Tour is there. The PGA Tour, they do awards, and we have the Best of the Zurich Classic, which is a pass that you buy. It's got three different venues. It's got all the big restaurants, and it was voted the best product on the PGA Tour. So, you know, I mean, you think about it, every tournament's got four or five different venues that they're selling. And for us to be voted the best on the PGA Tour is a really big deal. And, you know, all of our restaurants, and Chef Scotty's part of what's going on out here. You know, we go through a lot of food. It's a lot of people. And it's a great honor, you know, when you're comparing us to everybody else to win that kind of award. So we'll continue to crank out the same kind of hospitality that our folks are used to. You know, the food, the drink, the bands on Saturday and Sunday nights. And, you know, we think people will come out and have a good time.
Yes, Steve. I mean, literally, we did 70 pans of bread pudding, white chocolate bread pudding last year. 70 pans. And I think that was like 10 blocks of chocolate.
10 blocks?
10 blocks of white chocolate.
Oh, my gosh. That's a ton.
That puts it in perspective.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, look, we did look at it here as well, and I know for most of the time that the guys that you guys have had the tournament, it falls around NFL draft week, and obviously they split it up into different days. And look, the draft's at night. The golf tournament's wrapped up by the time the draft gets going in there as well. But just kind of adds to all the different things that are going on in the city with the first week of Jazz Fest, NFL draft, and then you guys have the first, second, third, and fourth round at the same time. It's going to be a busy time in New Orleans.
It will be. I mean, it's, you know, obviously we're all Saints fans, and we've had the draft up on our Jumbotron on 18, the big monster scoreboard.
No doubt. Yeah.
You know, watching the picks and having people out here. So, you know, I mean, the media, you know, a lot of our media have to leave a little early, you know, to get you ready for their activities that night for the draft. But, yeah, it's a fun time. I mean, we're a very sports-related city, you know, where the Pelicans are going to be in the playoffs, the draft that night, our golf tournament, Jazz Fest is that week. always a lot to do, but we're excited about that, and we haven't been opposite the draft in a couple of years, but it's back on Thursday night this year.
It's a crazy week in New Orleans, man.
It's going to be fun, but think about it. To your point, right, as the tournament's going on, you're going to have the blimp. You're going to have all this aerial coverage and footage and in and out of break, Steve. What I would do when we come back, welcome back to New Orleans, first or second, third or fourth round coverage of the Zurich Classic in New Orleans. There it is, Jazz Fest. You know, there's an aerial shot of Jazz Fest going on. It still is a great way to, I guess, market the city, talk about all the different aspects of it. And there's a couple in front of us that aren't from here. And, right. You know, I mean, you could come here and do a handful of different things, catch a day of golf, catch a day of Jazz Fest, you know, do things of that nature. So it's awesome from that standpoint.
Well, 100%. I mean, we have 40 hours of TV coverage with all of the telecast and the replays that goes to 155 countries and territories. So, like you said, coming out of all of the breaks, they're doing blimp shots of the Superdome, of the downtown skyline, of oyster shucking, of streetcars. You know, people all over the world, the alligators, Jazz Fest, you name it. And so people all over the world are seeing the best of New Orleans during that telecast. And, yeah, it certainly drives tourism and awareness of New Orleans. And like you said, if you want to pick a long weekend to come in and do multiple things, you know, it's certainly a great weekend to do that.
Well, we look forward to it. We can't wait to be out there broadcasting. We'll get the chef, 4K. We all get out here and catch a little golf and enjoy ourselves. Been blessed with some nice weather for most of those tournaments here in the last couple of years, too, as well, man. So it's going to be fun. Thanks for joining us, Steve. Appreciate the time, man.
Steve.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Thanks, guys.
Zurich _classic is the way to give a follow over on X, Twitter, however it is you want us to call it. And ZurichGolfClassic.com is the website. And, Chef Scotty, you're familiar with this as well.
Such a well-managed tournament,
well,
man.
The other thing, too, and one of the benefits that I've loved doing it for years, every year that I've had a show, we've been out there.
Right.
And it's just always great. And you get to meet a lot of different people, from the Four Kids Foundation to all the different aspects of it. And the fact that this golf tournament actually is a huge fundraiser for local kids.
For kids.
So that's awesome. But it's also something else I saw on their website here. It's Cafe Reconcile, right? Some of the funds for the Zurich Classic in New Orleans goes to Cafe Reconcile.
Yep.
And things of that nature, culinary and hospitality careers around as well, part of the Four Kids Foundation and all that.
Hospitality Foundation.
But that's my point. Is that one of the reasons why so many restaurants agree to do that, is because it kind of almost feeds back into what you guys are and do and promote it?
Absolutely, and that's why, you know, we do so much charity. And I had an LRA meeting this morning. I'm on the board of the LRA and Education Foundation, and it's about teaching our kids. And we have ProStart, which is through the LRA Education Foundation, and it's about kids learning culinary skills in high school. And we're hoping that those kids will continue on to careers in culinary arts. And that's a lot of what the Zurich does, too. I mean, the city's got a lot of that, man.
Well, I've looked at it, too, and again, if you go to Zurich _classic, it's the second thing that just got posted there. It kind of tells you all of the different things where Four Kids kind of spreads their money that they get from the tournament. So a lot of different people benefit from this just by going there. So look, he mentioned it. It won an award for a reason. You get that package, it's fantastic. We purposely get put in these venues so we can talk about it and see it.
The food's ridiculous.
Well, but if you have that wristband, I mean, you literally, there's not enough food and drink on a given day.
You can't eat everything in 4 days.
You don't even need to know who's winning golf.
Acme Oyster House, there's another one, man.
I tell that
Dragos
to people all the time. Don't even worry about the golf.
Right.
Go get the wristband, grab your lady or a couple of friends, and go enjoy a day.
And I'm just proud to be included with them.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
we're like brothers, man. We all work together.
Sounds good.
We'll be at restaurants in
this
town.
Jeff Boggs from our sister station, KNAE, on ESPN New Orleans.
back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Watching, as well as the folks in front of us out of town from Philly. Huh? Outside of Philly?
I love Philadelphia.
South Philly. South Philly rocks, man.
Is that where y'all from? South Philly? Cool.
There it is. Ralph's Italian restaurant. Is Ralph still there? The Italian restaurant? Yeah. It was good.
So you're intently watching the Duquesne-BYU game.
No, it's about over. BYU had a shot.
I don't care that much.
Duquesne was shooting the foul shot.
Did you pick BYU?
I did. I'm down. Yeah. I'm down.
I have like four or five teams.
Okay. Just making sure.
You're picking too many.
Jeff Boggs, this is your day,
sir. Money line.
Today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, you name it. People got the ESPN bet app open. Looking at different things. Still got a ton of games still to start here in the evening. So what do we got, sir? How are we today?
I'm doing real well. Had some internet issues, but, boy, they got resolved just in time. But anyway, that being said, let's talk a little college basketball. You want to start with college first?
Sure, let's do it. What you got? What are you looking at?
Well, one of the games we're interested, we're sort of between Lake Charles and Baton Rouge, and a lot of interest in the McNeese Cowboys, so let's take a look at one of the teams still going on in the tournament. Of course, Grambling, big win for them last night. Certainly not the favorite there, but nice win for the Tigers of Grambling. But let's talk about number 12, McNeese, taking on number 5, Gonzaga in the Midwest Regional. That game, about 5:30, I believe, the scheduled tip-off. Some of those games get put back. But a couple of things to know. The Cowboys have been rolling lately, logging 11 straight wins. March 13th, the Cowboys beat Nicholls State 92-76. Meanwhile, Gonzaga lost 69-60 to St. Mary's in the WCC championship game. Gonzaga, 6.5-point favorite. That's pretty reasonable. 5-12 spread. A lot of money leaning toward McNeese, I think. Gonzaga, the over-under, 149.5, and the money line, Bulldogs minus 290, Cowboys plus 240. McNeese State, 16-13 against the spread this season. Gonzaga, 15-16 against the spread this season. One reason Gonzaga can cover: junior forward Graham Ike, powerful scoring threat in the front court. He's also a good rebounder. Leads the team in scoring, 16.5 per game, rebounds 7.2. Junior forward Nolan Hickman, steady playmaker, does a great job controlling the pace. A couple of reasons McNeese can cover: senior guard Shahada Wells, one of the most productive performers on the squad. Again, Wells has tremendous speed with the ball to get into the lane, but can knock down jumpers. Again, in second-seeded Tennessee, let's wait for that one. But again, a couple of reasons why McNeese can get the job done, though. Again, Will Wade, let's put him into the equation and the hunger that's in his belly. But again, 6.5-point spread, Gonzaga the favorite there.
All right, so you go on that one. You got anything else you're looking at here in the tournament?
Tennessee faces the 15-seed St. Peter's Peacocks, one of the later games tonight. The Peacocks, 19-13, making their second tournament appearance in the past 3 years after beating Fairfield 68-63 in the MAAC title game. St. Peter stunned Kentucky in the first round a couple of years ago on their way to an Elite Eight run. The spread, Tennessee, and this is one of the reasons I picked this game, I just remembered, to talk about. 21.5 points, Tennessee heavily favored. They've struggled in early round games. Over-under, 131.5. St. Peter's, plus 1,500 to win. Tennessee, minus 5,500 to win. So you've got to bet a ton of money on Tennessee to win something. But again, that's with the money line, not necessarily the point spread. So again, Tennessee, one of the reasons they might be in a position to cover, were led by Dalton Necht, who has posted double-digit scoring in each of his last 18 games. And St. Peter's, why they might be able to cover: sophomore forward Corey Washington had a breakout season for the Peacocks, leading the team in scoring. scoring and rebounding. In fact, in 25 games, including 22 starts, 16.5 points per game, 6.6 boards, 1.2 steals, and an average of 28.7 minutes on the floor. So again, 21.5 points seems like a lot, but you never know in these tournaments when Cinderella's looking to make something special happen.
Yeah, let's see what takes place as Duquesne's extended the lead here with 17 seconds to go, up 5 over BYU. So we could have our very first upset of the tournament here as well. Hoping for a win tonight over in Orlando, the first of two games, as we turn our attention, Jeff Boggs from ESPN Bet, to the NBA. Pelicans taking on the Magic. What you got on this?
Well, Orlando 41-28 overall, 24-9 at home. Pels 42-26 overall, 22-13 on the road. They're in similar positions standing-wise in their respective conferences with 41 wins on the season. Orlando's not only clinched a non-losing season for the first time in 5 years, but they also clinched at least a spot in the play-in tournament, but they're looking pretty good to avoid that. Magic right now plus 2.5 points, so the Pelicans favored, but the Mooney has been moving toward Orlando. That number has gotten a little bit smaller. The over-under, 207.5. Magic money line, plus 125. Pels, minus 145. A couple of key things. The Pelicans will be relying on another big game from Zion to pull off the win. This year, Williamson has averaged 22.7 points, 5 assists, 5.8 rebounds. Magic, 23-9 against the spread in their last 32 games at home. Magic also 39-17 against the spread in their last 56 games after a day off. Pels 10-8 against the spread in their last 18 games when favored on the road. And again, the Pelicans have pretty much dominated the series. So again, on the road, but the Pels favored. You know how I like that home underdog. So perhaps Magic would be where the smart money is, but go Pelicans. That's what I'm looking at.
I like that as well. 68-64, 10 seconds left. It's a battle of free throws now on the line. As always, man, we appreciate the time, Jeff Boggs. But tell people how they can get involved over on ESPN Bet.
Absolutely. Again, we're going to remind folks that Louisiana is now a home to ESPN Bet. In fact, in partnership with LaBerge Lake Charles. And don't forget, it's the only place to find daily exclusives and offers with your favorite ESPN personalities and shows. Sign up today or whenever you sign up, new users, you get that $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. You're going to find all your favorite markets and bets like in-game wagering, cross-sport parlays, teasers, and all the props you can handle. Again, ESPN Bet. Download it today. What a play. I'm going to direct this to Shohei Ohtani. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Got to be 21, in partnership again with LaBerge Lake Charles. Terms and conditions apply. Check out the app for all the details.
Thank you as always, sir. Appreciate the time.
You bet. Take care. Have fun. Enjoy the rest of the day.
We will. We'll talk again tomorrow. On Friday. Yep, 1:45. Jeff Boggs from our sister station, KANE. Don't forget, hour number two is brought to you by Chris's Pavings, Driveways, Parking Lots, Overlays. Locally owned and operated, your asphalt and concrete paving contractor for the New Orleans and Bayou regions. Paving it all, 985-960-2131. Got Leo Haggerty coming on at 2:15 to talk NCAA tournament with him here as well. We can talk Pels. We can still talk some Saints. Do you two, y'all guys want to still go back and forth?
Man, I'll go anything you want.
Are you upping the win total or lowering the win total or not doing anything?
I refuse based off of the signings? The negativity bring.
No.
Okay, we know what he already went to 15-2.
He jumps around like a what do you call it? A jumping bean?
Oh, it's a 2-point game.
Wow.
Duquesne 69, BYU 67. Make your free throws. 5.7.
That's what they've been doing, making
to play
free throws.
In this one here, timeout on the floor. Hour two is in the books. Hour three is yet to come. 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock tip. Pelicans and the Magic, can they continue their winning ways? 7 of their last 8 games have been victories, John 4K. But we'll see what happens when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover, Hour 3 next.